Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in today for the golfing Mark Reardon. I've been getting golf updates from Mark. The first one indicated, he said, Brad, I hope your show today goes better than my golf game. And then I got a second text after I sent him a picture of Rodney Dangerfield on the golf course in Caddyshack. He then wrote me and said, no, actually, it's not that bad. So I don't know how he defines good or bad, but he's having a good time. And we're going to have a good time. Sue, good to see you. Good to see you.
Nice to see you, Brad. Thanks for coming in.
And we're going to talk about this in the next hour, but you've got a new show coming up over on KMOX, don't you?
Yeah, and here.
And here?
Yeah.
And we're going to dive into that. Give us a little tease. We'll talk about it more in the next hour.
It's called The History of the Lou with Sue, and we're going to delve into kind of the interesting stories that make up the history of St. Louis. Some you do know, some that you don't.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks.
Very
I think
good.
It'll be fun.
I am looking forward to it. I'm also looking forward to the roundtable today. Joining us today, John Gaskin, Democrat lobbyist in Jeff City, former head of the NAACP St. Louis branch. John, nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you as well. Glad to be here today, as always.
Well, you've got big shoes to fill because you know, between you and Jeff, you know, there's no Jane Duker today. So Jeff Smith, everybody knows Jeff. I don't have to give you an invitation or to give you your background. But the two of you, now, does the two of you equal Jane?
No way.
Oh, or Jane's a lot to tackle.
Okay. Jeff, glad you made it in today.
Yep.
Dennis Hancock, St. Louis County Councilman, former mayor of Fenton. Good to talk to you, sir.
I appreciate you having me.
Well, we have no shortage of topics to talk about today. So the first thing I want to dive into is something local, because Sam Page announced recently over the past week or week and a half that he wants a new St. Louis County headquarters building. I looked into this. It's going to cost $562 million. And that's just the projected cost. Of course, anytime you get a cost estimate for a government building, it inevitably goes higher. But, John, I want to start with you. Is this a good idea? What are your thoughts about a new St. Louis County headquarters?
You know, I'm not sure. I haven't done enough research on it, but I know from the presser that the county executive did a couple of weeks ago, the media tour, they talked about some of the asbestos challenges, the sprinklers, the tight regarding space, things like that. I'm not sure, but perhaps it's worth looking into what it would cost to do some improvements versus leveling the entire building and taking on a $500 million project. I'm not sure. I don't know, but I hope the folks will do their due diligence and look into if this is the smartest move for county taxpayers.
You know, it's interesting. My brother-in-law is an architect. You mentioned the sprinklers. And in every movie we've ever seen where the sprinklers go off, right, the water that comes out of the sprinklers looks like pool water. And I was having dinner with my brother-in-law one time, and we were talking about the sprinkler system. And he said, no, that's not how it really is. Because when the sprinklers go off, it's water that's been sitting there for 50 years, and it comes out, and it's dank, and it's dark, and it's smelly. It never looks like pool water like it does on TV shows when the sprinklers go off. But I want to get to you, Dennis, because what are your thoughts on a new St. Louis County? You're there. You are actually in that building on a regular basis. Do we need a new one?
You know, I think that, you know, everybody wants a new house. I think that, you know, that we found out about this late in 2015 from the city of Clayton when they changed their codes and required buildings over a certain height to have sprinklers. And for the last 8 years, nothing's been done. And so now we're approaching the deadline of January 2028, and all of a sudden it's a crisis. My experience in the building industry tells me that we need to find out what it's going to cost to meet the code requirement,
right?
And buy some time for ourselves to then look at, you know, what do we need to do with the Roost building? do we need to do some upgrades? Do we need to do some improvements? You're talking about an architect. I told somebody the other day, a couple of years ago, my water heater started leaking. And so I made a few phone calls and to some plumbing contractors. And 2 days later, I had a new water heater. I didn't call an architect and say, hey, my water heater's leaking. I need a new house.
Yeah, good point. And Jeff, I want to go to you because a slightly different question, not just do we need a new building or not, but from your perspective, as you well know, I mean, you're a veteran of dealing with limited government resources, and there's always going to be more needs than there's money available. So from your perspective, is this the best way to allocate resources since right now we certainly got more needs than we have dollars? Is this the best way to spend $500 million by building a new building for more bureaucrats?
Again, it's tough to say. I'm inside those buildings a fair amount, and they are really dated. The numbers that I saw estimated that it would take about $175 million to bring it up to code. And so I think the question is a similar question to that a lot of us encounter when you got a car problem, right? You take your car in and they're like, you got problems, you're going to need new rotors, you're going to need new brakes, and then they tell you it's going to be probably $2,700 all in. And you sit there and then you go to Kelly's Blue Book and you say, my car is probably worth $6,000 on the resale market.
Yeah.
Should I really put in $2,700? And so I think that's really the decision that people like Councilman Hancock are going to have to make is, would it be a better idea? There may be some creative solutions out there. Clayton is obviously in demand. And one of the things when I lived in New York City that organizations could do would be to demolish their building because the workforce now in a post-pandemic workforce, a lot of people are not coming in as much. More people are working from home. You might need less of a footprint and you could use the air rights or, maybe go a little higher in some parts if Clayton would let you, or potentially not use as much of the space, sell that off and make make a lot of the money that it would cost to build the whole thing. So, I'm sure that there's innovative, ideas out there. And I trust that people like Councilman Hancock and County Executive Page will not just make a snap decision, but maybe think through how to do this more creatively.
Good point. Hey,
get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.